you know, part of our tradition is to give in charity, right? 2.5% of our wealth after basic personal amount. And we do that every year, but you don't hear anybody saying, oh, look at, it's Islamic charity. Or somebody does a good deed, like, for instance, you know, the Prophet said it's a charity to remove an obstacle from the path of somebody. So you may see somebody going and picking up a glass bottle off the road. You don't say, oh, that was a Muslim. Oh, look at the Islamic act of kindness. But as soon as somebody does anything, and it can be a human being, you know, we judge them based on their religion. And let's face it, out of 1.6 billion people, you have a wide variety of different shapes and sizes. Fit in the physical essence, you'll get different people practicing at different levels. And why do we judge our best case scenario against the worst case scenario of other people? I'm just totally amazed because I didn't grow up Muslim. I grew up as a Christian. I embraced Islam. What I am totally amazed at is after 10 years since 9/11, the lack of knowledge about Islam. If it's supposed to be this huge, you know, worst, everybody, all the Muslims are supposed to be our enemies. Well, if I truly believed it, the first thing I would do is learn about them, because that's the best way to acknowledge your enemies, to actually learn about them. The Jewish question is funny because as Muslims we're allowed to marry the Muslim man can marry a Jewish woman. So like one scholar said, oh honey, I can marry you, my darling, but I have to kill you. like you know, it makes no sense, right?
I am from Muslim parents, and one of my closest neighbors was a Christian guy. I still remember him. He was killed by rebels when they came into the country, and his sister told me that. So my wife and all her sisters went to a Catholic school. They were learning about Islam in the home, but their schooling was Catholic school. The reason is the father just thought, I like the way they dress. That, like, they don't have the option of just dressing anyhow. There is uniform and so on. And he knew it was a Christian school, but he said, I can handle that. And all of them went to school, and then they have Christian friends, and they call our home today. They remain Muslims, those remain Christians. We haven't killed them. We haven't, and we're not going to.
But, you know, if the world were to find peace, there wouldn't be profits for a lot of the weapons manufacturers and the people, the small percentage of the population that are getting very rich off the fear mongering that is being put in place. And I hate to see Canada follow suit, because Canadians, Canada, I say, and I was born here, is one of the best countries in the world. You could always put a Canadian flag on your back and you could go anywhere in the world and be respected. This is changing, and I hate to say it, it's changing. Canada, we always look different than others. We would always stand up for the dignity of the individual human being, and we wouldn't fall into the sinkhole of judging people based on an idea of myths and misconceptions. We would always be different, and I hate to say that we're just willing to accept the fear-mongering that's going on in the world now. I always thought Canadians are different, and I generally think that most are. Right now, the average everyday person on the street is still that way. Let's not follow the you know, that drum of fear and hatred that's going on in the world right now.
And it's a lie that Canadians are most scared of Muslims than any other thing. Like our Prime Minister said, that the biggest threat. I think that is just a way of keeping the war going and justifying sending Canadian children to war fronts for them to die there, because if you don't say it's a threat, then you have to answer to the Canadian populace, why did you send our children over there? You know, I don't even know why death or killing should be attributed to Islam, when we all know that when things like that happen from other people, it's not attributed to their ways of doing things. Now, if the war on Iraq was wrong, who did it? Let's say the American government. Does democracy become wrong because they're a democratic country? You know, we don't say that. Now, when the pastor, Terry was his name, the one who said, burn the Quran?
Terry Jones.
Terry Jones. If a Muslim did that, it will become an Islamic crime. But what we did was isolate him. Muslims and non-Muslim, everybody said, no, this is not what we will describe Christianity as. But you know what? The media, if the media was willing to twist that as they are willing to twist Islam and things about Muslims, they could have still said, you know, here is a Christian fundamentalist, Christian terrorist, Christian whatever. But it's not true. So just as they have some people that are not thinking straight, Muslims also have some people that are not thinking straight. And not to take responsibility, and it happens everywhere. So do not blame the whole system. Do not blame the whole way of life. This way of life has track record of bringing people to peace, taking people out of alcoholism, taking people out of the street, taking people out of poverty, bringing peace among people, Jews, Christians, and Muslims living together for a very long time, bringing people out of superstitions, taking people out of pride and really sizing them down, bringing better relationship among people. So people are coming to Islam for these reasons. So it has a track record of goodness. So to just paint it as a bad way of life, it's a sad thing, because not only will Muslims suffer, but non-Muslims will suffer too. Because you will be really sorry if anytime you see a Muslim, you're going to be shaking in your pants. When Muslims are just increasing, they're not decreasing. So it's not in anybody's favor, really, to keep us distressed, to keep us really apprehensive, to keep us in this depression because they want to make money out of selling weapons. It's really a bad thing.
And I guess one thing I've been looking at a lot recently would be, you know, this assumption that Islam is the cause of, you know, most terrorism, and that it really seems to be something most people just have in their minds and they don't really realize where they got this idea. But in fact, if you look at, you know, say the FBI's website, you'll see that you know, annually on average, the amount of terrorism that happens every year, the amount, like about 4% of it is actually related to Islam. You know, terrorism happens on a daily basis all over the world. You know, it happens in Africa, in Europe, in America, in Asia, you know, and it's not always for religious reasons even. It's all, you know, it could be for political reasons, for look at what happened in Ireland, you know, a couple of decades ago, or what happened in Norway recently. And these things always happen. Of course, they never really get that, you know, too much of the spotlight until it actually has to do with Islam. And that's where, because the spotlight is only focused on terrorism, only when it has to do with Islam, people make the completely logical assumption that Islam is a major cause. And really, if you put any sort of effort into, you know, finding out where you got this information, you'll see that it's not really much of a you know, big problem as people paint it.
How do we bridge the gap here? Where do we find that understanding or the patience or to erase fear?
So I think one big way of doing that is continuous education. We have to continue to educate. People are, we say that all the time, and I believe it's the answer. It's just, what's the process of education? That is my big dilemma. Because the media, where people get the bulk of their news, the mainstream media, is not engaged in education. It's engaged in acting as a mouthpiece, actually, for the fearmongers, for the politicians that are in power, and especially when it comes to Islam. So I think the media needs some pressure as well from us. We need all of us to say that the media is not doing its job. So let me set a very just small example. Ramadan just finished about less than 2 weeks ago. This was not covered 3 months earlier. It wasn't covered 2 months earlier. It wasn't covered a month earlier. It wasn't covered in the beginning of Ramadan. It wasn't covered in Ramadan by CBC. It wasn't covered immediately after Ramadan. People went and prayed and did the celebration. It was 3 hours after that we got a call, just a few families, and they wanted to run something for the next day. and they took it, they put it at a time which is not prime time. So this is a very significant event that is, close to 20,000 people in Nova Scotia are engaged in, and nothing. It does not interest them.
The Chronicle Herald. Yeah. Tell them what happened.
Yeah, it didn't interest them. September 11, 10 years ago. It's important. The blood of any human being is very, very. It holds a lot of value, right? But this is not about mourning anymore. It's not about mourning the dead people. This is about fear mongering. So it's all over the place. It's very important to remember that this should never happen again. But you can't even give some semblance when it comes to Islam. You can't even say something, you know, that makes sense. You can't even go out and educate others. But when it comes to something that's against Muslims, you're just out there with all your wings flying all over the place. So I think the media has to come back to its senses and be just to us. It's owned by all of us. We are also taxpayers, right? This is what they hit us with all the time. When you have a different accent, say, I'm a taxpayer. Well, you know, guess what? I'm a taxpayer too, and I pay a lot of tax, especially living in Nova Scotia, because I work. I work 8 hours a day. I work more at home, and I know I don't even charge anybody for that. And I pay my taxes. I don't hide the money that I... So we are taxpayers, so the media should give us some kind of attention. So education is one thing. The other thing is... the other way of combating this. Muslims have a role to play, and we need to go out also and pass on the information. And friends of Muslims as well have a role to play. And I think with the combination of that, we can do better, and we should stand against war. We should actually say no to war, because when the war stops, the warmongering stops, fearmongering stops. So this is not about Islam. This is about keeping war going. And trust me, if communism had power now, like it used to be 20, 30 years ago, they will find anything to keep the war against it going. So. You know, so I think those are some of the ways that we can fight it.
For general public, I would say, you know, every city has mosques, so don't be afraid. You know, in terms of bridging gap, you know, we are not, you know, as we were talking about, you know, killing Jews and Christians, we are not doing that in the mosque. So feel free to come. You know, you will come unharmed and you will go unharmed. So just, you know, we always welcome non-Muslims into our mosques. So anytime, any questions you have or something you're not sure of, just walk by, you know, just come in, you know, ask for the imam, and imam, you know, can educate you. So, and also Muslims have a role to play as well, you know, universities and professional Muslims, you know, feel free for them to also share, you know, what Islam is, so that, you know, non-Muslim colleagues get to know, because sometimes also the thing we are guilty of is that we don't also share, and something to do with fear mongering as well, because, you know, many Muslims think that, oh, if I say something about Islam or identify myself as a Muslim, my job maybe will go, you know, I maybe get fired, right? So this kind of things. Why? Because, you know, media is always talking about now, you know, last few days it's all about 9/11, Islam and Muslims. So obviously, just think about it, how Muslims are feeling who are working now in the corporate world. Just think about it, you know, going to pray, how would that person feel, you know? So you create so much of stress, you know, among Muslims when you just keep drumming these negative things, you know. Whereas you know and I know that Canadian Muslims have done nothing wrong. So why you're creating this stress for us, right? So that's all I would say. It's all about education. So it should start at the university level and then branch out. We have mosques in every city. So go reach out, and also Muslims have a role to play. Start sharing, you know, what Islam is to non-Muslims, with non-Muslims. So that way, hopefully, you know, the you know, misconceptions will go away one by one. So
you've just been listening to Will King, Muhammad Yaffa, and two of their friends. I'm Miles Howe.